BBC News with Danielle Jałowiecka. President Trump has dismissed suggestions he's willing to break apart the NATO alliance over his desire to acquire Greenland. Speaking at a lengthy news conference, he insisted a deal over the Arctic territory was possible and NATO members would be very happy. He was speaking on a day when his foreign policy dominated the World Economic Forum in Davos. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Washington.
President Trump wanted to focus mainly on domestic issues in this marathon news conference, but reporters pressed him on a range of foreign policy issues. On Greenland, he was asked how far he was prepared to go to acquire the world's largest island. "You'll find out," was his enigmatic answer. On NATO, Donald Trump questioned whether the alliance would come to the rescue of the US, pushing back on suggestions that his actions were putting the 80-year-old organisation under huge pressure.
Stock markets across the world have fallen in reaction to President Trump's foreign policy interventions. Wall Street closed around 2% lower following earlier falls in Europe and Asia. The dollar has also weakened, while gold and silver, seen as safe havens in uncertain times, have continued to rise. The US Justice Department has served subpoenas on high-ranking Democratic politicians in the state of Minnesota over allegations of a conspiracy to hamper federal immigration agents. It comes in the wake of a surge in their deployment to the Minneapolis area to detain suspected illegal migrants. Jonathan Fruin reports.
Those served with subpoenas include Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Attorney General Keith Ellison, and the Mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. The subpoenas are in connection with an investigation into whether the officials impeded immigration enforcement with their public statements. In response, Tim Walz said in a statement that Minnesota would not be drawn into what he called political theatre, while Jacob Frey added that every American should be concerned, alleging the weaponization of federal government power. Protests have escalated in Minneapolis after one immigration agent shot dead a local woman, Renee Good, with local officials demanding the federal forces depart.
One person has been killed and four others seriously injured in a second fatal train crash in Spain in 3 days. More details from our correspondent Guy Hedgeco.
The local train was derailed in Gelida in the northeastern region of Catalonia after a wall collapsed onto it, apparently because of the torrential rain which had been falling along the Mediterranean coast. The driver of the train was killed. Several ambulances arrived at the scene to treat those injured, and firefighters were also present. Many coastal areas in the east and northwest of Spain are on high alert because of the weather. There have also been snowstorms in the Spanish Pyrenees and storms along the coast of Menorca, creating waves several metres high.
World news from the BBC. The US military says it seized another tanker in the Caribbean, the seventh ship apprehended since President Trump announced a blockade to prevent sanctioned vessels from heading to or from Venezuela. It came as Venezuela's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, announced the appointment of a US-educated banker to head the country's main investment agency. The move followed her sacking of a close ally of the former president, Nicolas Maduro, from the post. The International Atomic Energy Agency has still not been able to inspect the three Iranian nuclear sites bombed by the United States and Israel last June. But the UN nuclear watchdog's head, Rafael Grossi, told the Reuters news agency his inspectors had now visited all 13 of Iran's declared sites that hadn't been targeted. Police in Nigeria have confirmed the abduction of dozens of worshippers in the community of Kermin Wali in Kaduna State. It marks a reversal from an earlier denial. Police claimed their earlier statement had been widely misinterpreted. Makawachi Okafor reports from Lagos.
Nigeria's police now say worshippers were indeed abducted in Kermin Wali. In a new statement, police said their earlier response was not a denial of the incident, but a measured response pending confirmation of details from the field, including the identities and number of those affected. Police spokesperson Benjamin Hundey said checks by security units had confirmed the attack. He did not give figures, but said forces had been deployed and search and rescue operations were on the way. Amnesty International criticized what it called the desperate denial of the incident.
The temperamental tech billionaire Elon Musk has picked another fight, this time with the owner of the successful Irish budget airline Ryanair. It's over the possible use of Mr. Musk's Starlink satellite services on Ryanair planes. The airline's boss, Michael O'Leary, doesn't want them, arguing the aerial antenna would drag on the aircraft. BBC News.